be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the solemnity of the Assumption of Mary, and which is much more than just a pious belief, ever since Pope Pius XII on the 1st of November in 1950 proclaimed the Assumption of Mary into heaven, both body and soul, as a dogma of faith. Every Catholic Christian must absolutely believe this under penalty of being excluded from communion with the Church. It's one of those de fide statements that requires our belief. And this dogma of Mary developed over the centuries. It was not something that the Church dreamed up in 1950 and then was suddenly proclaimed as a surprise to Catholics. Ever since the earthly life of Mary ended, the Church has believed that she entered heaven, and not only her soul, but her body as well. And Mary didn't just enter heaven on her own. That's, you know, God brought her to himself. And this is why the term Assumption is used, which comes from the Latin word assumere, which means to take to oneself. When one speaks of the entrance of Jesus into heaven, we use the word ascension, which comes from the Latin word ascendere, which means to go up. Since Jesus, being God, did not need anyone to come and get him. You know, he ascended by himself into paradise. And we know no one actually saw Jesus come and take Mary up into heaven. But it's an ancient tradition that when Mary breathed her last breath, St. Thomas the Apostle was not present at the bedside of the Mother of God. So he arrived a little later. So St. Thomas asked that the tomb of Mary be opened to him in order that he may be able to contemplate her just one last time. And actually, to the amazement of everyone present, when they opened Our Lady's tomb, she was gone. And Mary had disappeared, both body and soul. And that's, they assumed that she had been taken to heaven. So, is there a reason why God would act this way toward Mary? Well, we know there is. We also have the dogma of the Immaculate Conception, which we know that Mary was preserved from any stain of original sin, any effects of original sin. And death is an effect of original sin and corruption. And our Lord, who chose Mary from all eternity to be his mother, would prepare for himself a most pure temple. And he was not about to allow his mother to undergo corruption. And in the apostolic constitution, Munificentissimus Deus, which Pope Pius XII wrote proclaiming this dogma, he writes, of the Assumption. He says, in their homilies and in the sermons on the feast of the Holy Fathers and great doctors, they spoke of the Assumption of the Mother of God as something already familiar, already accepted by the faithful. They gave it greater clarity in their preaching and used more profound arguments in setting out its nature and meaning. Above all, they brought out more clearly the fact that what was commemorated in this feast is not simply the total absence of corruption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, but also her triumph over death and her glorification in heaven after the pattern set her by her only Son, Jesus Christ. Thus, Saint John Damascene, preeminent as the great preacher of this truth of tradition, speaks with powerful eloquence when he relates the bodily Assumption of the loving Mother of God to her other gifts and privileges. It was necessary that she, who had preserved her virginity inviolate in childbirth, should also have her body kept free from all corruption after death. It was necessary that she, who had carried the Creator as a child on her breast, should dwell in the tabernacles of God. It was necessary that the bride espoused by the Father should make her home in the bridal chambers of heaven. It was necessary that she, who had gazed on her crucified Son and been pierced in the heart by the sword of sorrow, which she had escaped giving him birth, should contemplate him seated with the Father. It was necessary that the Mother of God should share the possessions of her Son and be venerated by every creature as the mother of the handmaid of God. So from the very beginning, from apostolic times, this tradition has been believed, and we contemplate this mystery of faith today. And it is a mystery. We can never come to this conclusion just by reason alone. It's revealed to us by God, as Pius XII states in his definition. And we pray to Our Lady today that she too may come to escort our souls to heaven, where one day we too hope to dwell and to have our bodies reunited. She is the first, and where she is gone, where she has followed her Son, body and soul, to heaven, we hope to follow. Alleluia.